This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute Sunday to the nation's war dead on his first Memorial Day weekend as the country's commander-in-chief. Speaking from his home state of Delaware, Biden said, "We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties." He continued, "We must remember the debt we owe those who have paid it and the families left behind. My heart is torn in half by the grief." Biden delivered remarks on the sixth anniversary of the death of his own son, Beau, who served as a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, including a tour of duty with U.S. forces in Iraq. Beau died of cancer in 2015. The president spoke about the ravages of grief over lost loved ones and the promise of healing. He spoke of the pride of service to the country, saying, "The American creed is the connective tissue that binds us." West African leaders have suspended Mali from their regional bloc over what they say amounted to a coup last week. The decision came Sunday at an emergency meeting of the heads of state of the member nations in the Economic Community of West African States. The leaders are demanding that a new transitional civilian government be installed to lead Mali to elections planned for next February. The leaders say the political crisis in Mali threatens to worsen insecurity in the region. The Malian army colonel, who led a military coup last August, set off the new crisis last week by deposing the transitional president and prime minister last week. And North Korean state media on Monday criticized the recent termination of a pact between the U.S. and South Korea, capping the development of South Korea's ballistic missiles. North Korea called it a sign of Washington's, quote, shameful double dealing. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people were evacuated overnight, and many more faced the risk of abandoning their homes in New Zealand's Canterbury region as heavy rains raised water levels and caused widespread flooding. At least 300 homes in Canterbury were evacuated overnight as water levels rose in rivers across the region in a once-in-a-century deluge, according to local media reports. Several highways, schools, and offices were closed. New Zealand's defense forces deployed helicopters to rescue some people stranded in the floods in the Ashburton area. Ashburton's mayor, Neil Brown, said half of Ashburton would need to be evacuated if the river's levees broke. New Zealand's Met Service had issued a red warning Sunday for heavy rain for Canterbury and multiple warnings elsewhere. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro promised the Yanomami indigenous people in remarks released Sunday that there will be no mining on their land unless they want it. The right-wing president's remarks came amid charges by the Yanomami that their lands are being seized and that they themselves are coming under attack from people doing mining illegally. The government is preparing a law to regulate mining on lands assigned to indigenous peoples. The Yanomami people have been warning since last year of tense conditions on their vast reserve of 96,000 square kilometers, which is home to some 27,000 indigenous people. Indigenous advocacy groups and conservation organizations say native people's lands are being invaded with encouragement from public comments by Bolsonaro. Illegal mining is one of the main causes of the destruction in the Amazon Basin region. It surged by 30% last year in Yanomami land. Georgia's main opposition party on Sunday announced the end of a months-long parliamentary boycott that has plunged the Caucasus nation into a spiraling political crisis following disputed elections last year. Georgia's opposition parties say there was massive fraud in the October 31st parliamentary elections, which were won narrowly by the ruling Georgian Dream Party. In months since, they have staged numerous mass protests, demanded snap polls, and refused to assume their seats in the newly elected parliament. That's left around 40 seats vacant and damaged the credibility of the Georgian Dream Party. And a former ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel on Sunday said he would seek to form a coalition government, with the Israeli leader's opponents taking a major step toward ending the rule of Netanyahu, which has carried on for decades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.